Beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, delighted and just filled with joy to be your host again. I love it as we get into this glorious new year. Keep finding things. And you know the theme. Each day I put forward an intention to be a blessing to your lives, and I pray, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives, so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes! And today, there's a wonderful, wonderful piece of that puzzle to bring forward to you. I don't know if you've been to the bbsradio.com Advanced Living site, but oh, get ready. There's an amazing, amazing picture. We have Debbie Drea as our guest today, and one of the things that, and she likes to be called Drea, and she says, don't get bent out of shape. Get her famous OM pass, and wherever you go, you can bend yourself into the best shape of your life. Huh? We're got to find out what this is about. And Drea has essentially been on a very interesting path. 2004, she decided to quit her full-time job to teach yoga and pursue her yoga business called OM Pass. And it was created with the intention of making yoga more accessible for people by offering them incentives to start practicing. And we've heard about yoga, and there's all kinds of different things. Well, we're going to learn some neat stuff about it, and she's going to make it so much easier for us to get the benefits of this. And it changed her life, and she's already witnessing it changing the lives of many others. And she has practiced with over 20 nationally acclaimed instructors, and she'll give us some of the wonderful names of these people. And they're on her website. We'll also see some of those folks. Plus, beyond that, she is a certified Hanna Kroger holistic health practitioner and a healer and a health intuitive. And she's the founder of Intuitive Yoga and, get this, Yoga in 30 Seconds. Yes, simple yoga systems designed to help people better connect to their bodies and their health. And she's made several national appearances, even did things that we'll talk about later, the Democratic National Convention. Well, get ready, folks. Drea, welcome to Advanced Living.
Shanti, thanks for having me, Kenneth.
You are welcome.
I'm so excited to be here, and you're just, I mean, who needs a yoga class if they'd listen to your radio show? It seems like you are just like, if they have the same energy that you're creating with your show, then, I mean, really, that's what we're trying to do in yoga.
Oh, well, good. Well, it's nice to be acknowledged, and I'm just so excited because the new year, people want to to really treat themselves special, and the New Year's resolutions or this intention to move ahead on their health and well-being. And I think it's just ideal because you've got an interesting background that I'd like you to share a little bit, so that we can interweave this into a support system for our listeners. So help me, what made you become a yoga teacher in the first place?
Well, it may have been my New Year's resolutions, but I'm sure it was a bunch of other things too. In fact, I attribute the real break in doing something different in my life besides I worked for nonprofits for so long. I needed supplemental income, and you know, when yoga came out 6-8 years ago, got really popular really fast with the power yoga. Everybody was just starting to say, oh, you know, I think I might be a yoga teacher. And I remember I was at a Tony Robbins seminar, and he was like, choose something that you want to do. And I was just like, that's what I want to do. I want to be a yoga teacher, and I want to generate revenue by being a yoga teacher. So it was a pretty amazing shift. After that, my life totally changed, and that might be some props for Tony Robbins, but it's definitely hasn't been easy. There's been a lot of work in the process.
Okay, but that at least got you stimulated of that kind
Absolutely.
Of a thing that has been attributed to Tony and some others. I studied with Jack Canfield and Michael Beckwith, and there's wonderful
people.
Yeah,
I was just starting to read Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle at that time as well. And, I mean, like you said, it was just about setting an intention and making it happen. And sometimes you can set intentions and things don't come about, but with yoga, it seemed like it was meant to be.
Yeah. Now, as we get into the program, one of the things I want to put out the phone numbers for our listeners to call in, because they may not know this, but you can over the telephone. Someone could call in, and there's a likelihood if they discuss certain of the things that they're dealing with that you might be able to share with them a little bit of advice from your background in yoga. And of course, we're going to be finding out about how the Om Pass could be one of the
sure.
neatest things that anyone could get. So for those of you out there, if you're tempted to call in, let's give you some toll-free numbers. We've got a number that you can use worldwide. So if you're comfortable but want to travel, you can go to a foreign country and use 888-815-9756. Or you could in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Or if you just wanted a direct line, it's 530-876-3222. All right. Now, let's, because I kind of put that forward a little bit, so would you help,
sure, and,
Andrea?
And really, honestly, I mean, I love Hannah Kroeger. I follow a lot of Hannah Kroeger's, you know, health tools and was actually studied at her school. But I also, studied Linda Eastburn's Health Intuitive class, and from that decided that, you know what, this is something that I'm already doing, but I'm doing it with yoga, and I'm already, you know, incorporating the intuition with the yoga with my students. So I really call it yoga intuition and intuitive yoga. So, yeah, it's pretty intuitive.
Hey, gotta like that, that inner voice, that still small voice that can help guide us, and you've put time into developing that. Now, what do you think that yoga can offer to our listeners that are suffering from different illnesses or disease, or folks that just need a little perking up, they're not happy, they may
sure.
be depressed. What can we do?
Well, the first thing I really, really, really want to stress is that if you're thinking about doing yoga and you've never done it, don't just do it once. It really can't help you. That's like, you know, that's like eating an apple once, or, you know, trying something once. It's with yoga, you know, you may know when you're tasting something, you like it or you don't right away, but sometimes it takes a little while for yoga to either grow on you or for yoga to actually work with your body and for you to find the right yoga for you. So that would be the first clue, the first key to, you know, to starting a yoga practice, is to just give it more than one one go. We used to say when I worked at a yoga studio, don't judge it until you've tried it 10 times at least.
Okay. And it's prompting me because you broached the subject, and I know when people go to your website, and can we give out your website so that they can
sure,
know what
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Is?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. It's ompassyoga.com. That's O as in Omni, M as in Mary, pass as in passport, yoga.com. And this might be a good time to just say that, you know, if you are interested in yoga and you want to try it, well, there's so many different styles out there that you can try and so many different teachers. So that's one of the things that we're trying to do here with Om Pass is really was bridge that gap between helping you find the right yoga for you.
Yes, and that was one of the things that I was just thinking about is there a way, because I mean, we could probably spend an hour, 2 hours just talking about different styles of yoga,
sure.
I'm sure,
yes.
But can we get a kind of a quickie overview of,
sure.
of
well,
a
first,
few, just to guide people a little?
Sure, but let me backtrack here
okay.
for a sec, just on Om Pass and what Om Pass is, because it's, you know, it really, like Kenneth said, you said, it's to help make yoga more accessible for people and by offering them incentives. What we have is a network of about 300 yoga studios across the country who are participating in this program so that if you, Kenneth, let's say you joined up for an Om Pass membership, you would be able to log into your Om Pass account, download any coupons in the Denver or Boulder area, anything within 50 miles, and any of those affiliate studios would be giving you a free yoga class. Sometimes they give 2, sometimes they give 10 free yoga classes. So you can try out yoga for free at different studios with different styles, with different teachers. And additionally,
for
in the
free?
Mail... For free, yes. That's
wow.
That's wonderful. That's, so we want, you know, a lot of studios... a lot of studios will have some sort of incentive package for you to start with them, like a free class or, let's say, you know, a free week, or not a free week, but a, like a 10 days for $10. But even, let's say you've gone to that studio once and you wanted to go again and you've already used your free class, this will allow you to do that each time you go, each year, rather. Each year you have a membership, Kenneth, you'll be able to get one free class to that studio. Maybe, you know, to entice you to go back to that studio, try it out again. Sometimes our preferences in yoga change and we want to try out an old studio that we may not have liked initially because our style has changed and we've grown as a yogi, let's say. And the other benefit of Om Pass is that as a member, not only will you get the free class coupons, but you'll get a travel pass. So every year that your membership is active, you'll receive a travel pass. And it basically allows you to, when you travel, let's say you go to New York, you can try out any of the affiliate studios there and you'll receive a discounted class, usually between, $5 and $7 off of class. I know Exhale Spa, you get like $10 off of class. So they really were incentivizing people to travel and do yoga and stay with their routine, but also find different instructors out there. There are so many teachers right now. I think there's a joke running in New York City, and it says only 77,000 people aren't yoga teachers in New York City.
Wow. Out of 8-plus million people.
Million, yeah.
It's nice to know that... that you don't have to go far to get yoga.
No.
That's just knock on someone's door.
But you know, we only have, 10 and 20 million people doing yoga, and we don't know for sure if they're doing yoga in their home or watching a video, or they've done it once and they say they're doing yoga. So we really want to encourage, this is a new precedent in history. This is an amazing new development. Yoga has never been done by this many people in history that we know of. 5,000 years ago, as I say, it was created in India. This is unheard of. It's unbelievable. It's incredible.
Yeah. Now, it makes me curious. People that are involved in sports, our national pastime, football or basketball or baseball, we don't see them necessarily doing yoga, but I'm hearing that a number of those people get involved in actually to increase their flexibility, yoga or ballet, different things that are considered more artistic, that are helpful. Does that sound right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's two things here. One is for we all hear the celebrities. We look at Russell Simmons. I worked with Russell Simmons, who's totally into yoga, on the Democratic National Convention. You've got, Christy Turlington. I can't remember her name, but there's so many celebrities. I mean, look at Madonna and so many celebrities, that are into yoga, and so many sport athletes that are complementing their routine with yoga for better balance, for better focus, and I mean it goes beyond that. The more we delve into yoga itself as to like how to take it off of the mat, but just for the athlete, it's got incredible benefits. And I know personally, one of the reasons why I stuck with it was because I trashed my body with sports. Nobody taught me how to stay focused and calm and cool and collected. Instead, my body was just, you know, I was in playing soccer and tackling people and, you know, getting injuries left and right. I mean, I could sprain my ankle 10,000 times and I just thought it was normal. And, you know, yoga is such an amazing complement. It gives us some amazing stability and focus and breath control and awareness that we may not have had in very competitive sports. So it is definitely something that you will see athletes doing, dancers come into the studio as well.
Wow. Now, you made mention of trashing your body, and I think there was something about some chronic back pain. Plus, you mentioned ankle sprains and other stuff. Can you tell me how you used yoga to overcome this?
Yoga was one of the aspects that helped me overcome a lot of my physical injuries and the physical back pain. I think, you know, as we bring our competitive spirit into the yoga studio, we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of learning to do of how to get rid of that competitive spirit and not push it, because we want to automatically be flexible and automatically do so much, like the person next to us is busting out, you know, a full dancers and a pose, and we're like, oh, I want to be able to express that too. But we have to be humble, and we have to find our yoga nature by, yoga teaches kind of the opposite of what we go in there and think that we're going to learn. And I feel strongly that it takes time for us to develop a good yoga practice, but we can reverse some of the physical injuries that we've experienced and that may still ail us. Not everything. I think it takes a lot longer, in the working with postures and physical poses and stuff, it takes a lot longer to correct some of the things, such as the back pain that I had, which was chronic. I actually stopped yoga thinking that it was making it worse. Ultimately, I discovered it wasn't making it worse. It wasn't making it better. What I needed to do was a kidney cleanse. And so that's why I got into Hannah Kroeger, something as simple as a kidney cleanse. My father was a doctor. I never even heard of what is a kidney cleanse. Who hears of that? You know, and 90% of America probably never even heard of a kidney cleanse. So, we have to learn.
It's so hard to get them out. And then once they're out, how do you wash them?
If it's an organ and you can't see it, well then you better just pray that it, you know, takes care of itself. No, that's such an antiquated way of thinking about our bodies, and as far as I'm concerned, because we don't do that with our, you know, if we have a swelling, bubbling, you know, arm or something, bruise, we certainly take steps to correct that. And so, coupled with a yoga practice, I think, and some education on health, which is what we also do with OwnPath. We educate on health and things that you can do holistically for your body, which is something I did. I refused to go to a Western doctor because I believed wholeheartedly, you know, in my heart, I believed there was a way to overcome my back pain, my chronic back pain, and I was just thinking on the way down to the mountains the other day that, God, it's so great to drive without that back pain. So great.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, back pain is a, just a huge issue.
Number one.
And yes. What it's so interesting, I know I did chiropractic for years with one doctor, and and there was never any mention about nutrition or
your
cleanses. Yeah, I mean, it was just, okay, yeah. Oh, by gosh, that that adjustment didn't hold. Okay,
right.
We'll
adjust
you again and again and again and again.
Well, the bones, I mean, chiropractic is great, and a lot of it works with just the bones, some of the muscles and such, but ultimately, I mean, there's a lot more to the body than muscles and bones, and yoga addresses a lot of, you know, as we're doing twists, as we're doing various various poses, we're addressing a lot of the organ stuff. You'll hear a lot of, oh, you're working your kidneys, or you're working your ascending, descending, transverse colon, and things like that. I just think it takes a little bit longer to get all of the needs addressed if you've already got something chronic in your body through yoga. I think there's more advanced ways to do stuff as well.
So part of the services that you offer as a consultant, in addition to private yoga classes, is that people could contact you and you could talk to them, consult, and possibly share different cleanses that you've learned?
Absolutely. I have, if I can't help you, I know someone who can. Let's just put it that way. You're willing. I mean, if people are willing to be helped, if this is, you know, I get a lot of emails from people who are living with some sort of chronic issue or, you know, paraplegics, things that maybe aren't curable, but they still have this little voice and it's speaking to them, and it's saying, you know, I can live the most, you know, Kenneth, I think you and I were talking about this the other day, was about the quality of life. How can we make our lives just quality? And you've got to want to do it. It's got to be there.
Yeah. Yes, and I know sometimes when people are discouraged, that desire, so they sometimes need something to pick them up, and I guess that's one of the qualities in my interacting with you, is that you have this positive energy that a person, even if they're not willing at the moment, by the time they get through talking with you, folks, I can tell you, you're likely to get inspired when you talk to Drea. It's amazing.
I believe that, you know, yoga and the practice of yoga and sweating and or working your body in the physical level, because we're here as physical human beings expressing ourselves physically. And so I really believe that if we can at least keep up a yoga practice, definitely some forms of exercise are good. I'm partial to yoga, but I definitely think, you know, some other exercises in there are great as well. But if you can keep that practice going, you're going to raise your spirits. You're going to strengthen your mental clarity, your will, your willpower, your desire will come back to you. If you're a couch potato, you might have lost it, and it might be hard for you to get off and want to do anything. Therefore, I do see how exercise and keeping a good yoga regime will help you in the end to find out and be more clear about what it is that you're looking for and what you want.
Okay. Wow. Now, you had done some interesting stuff. Here we are coming up in the next few days will be the inauguration of Barack Obama. And
Obama.
Yes. Yes, my gosh. And we can't wait for him to declare a National Yoga Day. That would be great.
Sure.
But it was interesting because Can you tell us a little bit about what transpired, because the Democratic National Convention had this yoga festival?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a politics major, international relations major from Bowdoin College, but I honestly don't consider myself political at all. It's something that has just progressed because I feel like that when I submitted a proposal to the Democratic National Convention about doing yoga, maybe just because I thought it would be really cool to get the politicians, you know, it would kind of lighten things up and it would kind of add some fun to their you know, conference and their convention. And I guess I did it with that intention, and what came back was an invitation from them to do something involved with yoga for the convention. And so we worked with the mayor's office, we worked with I partnered with a company doing yoga and health festivals, and together we created the first ever yoga health festival at a Democratic National Convention. I know that inside the convention there were some yoga classes going on as well. We got Russell Simmons, who's very politically active, and we got him to he was just, you know, I called the guy up and I was really scared to call him up and be like, "Hi, I was wondering if you would help us with the, you know, the yoga festival." But boy, was he excited, because it was, you know, it was the first time in history that something like this had happened, and yoga just meant so much to him that he also understood that if we could just get it out there, no matter, you know, how many people, you know, understood it or saw it or whatever, that it would help to shift a lot of the views of where we're headed, maybe even politically, and how yoga might even come into play in the political realm, just as a way to exercise the mind, body, spirit. I mean, something as simple as that could just kind of filter into the mindset of politicians. Like, that's a very exciting thing.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that I'm wondering about, because in the political process, typically, if we're tuning into some of the C-SPAN or CNN or different stations, and they're talking about this tug of war, sometimes the Democrats, Republicans, this going on, and yet I'm guessing, can you describe how yoga might be of support to people at a national level, plus tying that back in just to us as individuals, to, with our own inner tug of war?
You know, sometimes when I don't have a TV, I don't own a TV anymore, but when I do catch a glimpse of CNN, like at my parents' house, I feel like it's always on there, but when I catch a glimpse of that, I feel sometimes like I'm watching E! Entertainment, you know, one of the entertainment channels. You know, it's so dramatic, and I granted it a lot of it is might be media, but I just feel like it, people like to be political. People like to be dramatic. People like to have an opinion. Yes, no, be maybe even judgmental. And with yoga, I feel like really it's teaching us how to step out of that old mindset and just kind of honor whatever comes to us, whatever the moment might call for. If you feel inclined to say no at a particular time, then you say no. And if you feel inclined to say yes and it's in your heart, then you say yes, instead of creating a platform for all of your yes and no's right up front. And then when things change and shift thereafter, with a legislation or with some sort of, something happens in the United States that causes that type of legislation to be null and void, and your yes or no doesn't even apply anymore, it prevents that from happening. So now we can take less of I don't know, I guess it should be more of like being more present with our judgments and being more present with our declarations and our laws and such, knowing that things change. That's the only constant thing that we have, is that things change. So how can we sit here and say, you know, one thing should be this or one way or one thing should be that way? I guess yoga has taught me to subscribe less to that point of view and more to just being in the moment. And I know someone might object and say, you know, well, how do you run a country on that? And I challenge them with that, because that's exactly what we need to learn to do more of.
Ah, okay. Well, this is interesting, because...
Yes, I know, and I can't believe you got the political side of me out. Darn it.
Well, we want to be able to, because you have a background as a holistic practitioner, and
sure.
And certainly politics, if we relate it just on our own inner level, there's times we're making decisions and, well, I feel torn. If I do it this way,
yeah.
Well, there's this, if there's that, or
absolutely.
If we're in family or office setting, we may not call it politics, but there's this idea.
We call that internal turmoil.
Oh.
And you're right. It is like a politics of the mind. It's very similar. And so, yeah, I think yoga can teach us how to be on the inside first, and then how to express ourselves on the outside next, and then as a community, and then as a nation, and then as a world, a planet. We own the planet.
Yes. There's no place like what?
Om.
Okay.
Kenneth Om.
We gotta like that. Now, what I'm wondering, I want to get a little bit more information about the Om Pass
sure.
And some of the potential savings, some of the costs, because
yeah.
I'm thinking that this is probably like a really good deal for people.
Sure.
Can you get into bit of that?
We're affiliated predominantly in the major cities, so Denver, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, and so on and so forth. You're going to find more affiliated studios and therefore more free coupons to classes. However, that is growing, and we are doing a lot of work now to get as many studios affiliated with Om Pass as possible, not because we want to give away free classes so much as we want people to start and try yoga. That is our main objective here, make yoga accessible. An Om Pass membership costs $19.95 a year, and I think for your listeners, they can get an Om Pass for half price. We'll do it for the next couple of weeks here. All they have to do when they're filling out their when they go to ompassyoga.com and register, they just have to type in the coupon code Advanced Living, which is the name of your show. So $10 Advanced Living.
Wow. So the normal price for a year membership in Om Pass is $20. $19.95,
yeah.
And I can get that, half of that, and for that, even if they paid full price, but for $10, about how much in yoga classes could a person get?
Right, exactly. Good question. So basically, let's say you live in near Denver. So let's say you bought an Om Pass for $20, and you get about 10 free classes in your area. That amounts to, let's say each class is, you know, next to $20 after you get, you know, your mat and water and such. So about $200, you know, and $200 in yoga classes, you'll get free. And even if those classes were only $10 each, it's still $100 for yoga, you know, for 10 classes. So with Om Pass, you get that for free.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay. Plus, we could turn this into, I'm sticking my neck out here big time, get two Om Passes, and when you're out there meeting single people, this could be the best introduction you'd ever get.
I tell you what, if your listeners want to call in and use the coupon code Advanced Living, I will do two Om Passes for $10. How about that? That way, they can give a pass to someone that they think needs to try some yoga, needs to start some yoga. I'm totally cool with that. This is all about giving and
yeah.
in my perspective, I'd make it free if I could. Yoga is yoga is free for everyone, ultimately.
Wow. Well, this is great. This will get them started, and it.
Yeah,
and
don't get me going. I might give away more here.
Okay. gives people a wonderful way to gather over something that would be interesting and healthy, in a wonderful setting.
Sure.
You're on to something here. This is wonderful.
Hey, I guess a wise guru once told me that we Americans, we people, we do not use yoga. Instead, yoga uses us. Yoga uses us. In other words, yoga expresses itself through us, and it continues on through the years and the generations and the centuries. So it's nothing new, and it's just going to keep going. It's just interesting to be around as it makes it, as it resurfaces. It's wonderful.
Well, this is great. And now we live in a culture that very much advertising is pervaded with sexual things wherever you look, and yet that's not really getting the job done. People aren't generally, marriages aren't lasting, things aren't holding up in terms of wonderful relationships. And I know one of your passions is about yoga and different things helping to reconnect us in a healthy way to our bodies, to our sensual nature. And I don't know if you can speak of that.
Yeah, no, elaborate. I was driving in the car, and I typically don't listen to the radio, but I happened to be listening to one of the hip-hop stations, and, you know, I like it. I can listen to it. But after a while, I was like, you know, they're all saying the same thing. And it's all about, like, they're hurting, and they love this person, but that person doesn't want to be with them, and why? And I say, yeah, exactly, why? Why don't we want to be together? Why don't people, why aren't our relationships working? Why are they not happening? Why are we feeling left out on love? And if there's anything I could offer to help this world improve, it's at least our connection to our own self, and then ultimately, you know, helping the connection to each other in our communities. And, you know, even going to a yoga studio and having that community is great, but just strangers, you know, if you gave a stranger an own pass, would that show your love? I mean, telling people, I recall not being able or feeling comfortable to say I love you to just friends and so, you know, acquaintances. And now I just feel like, you know what? Say it. Say I love you, and watch how little harm saying I love you can do, when your intentions are pure. Of course, if you're telling people that you love them and you don't mean it, or you are, you know, trying to get something out of them, that's obviously different. But I just feel like being more loving, receiving and giving more love to each other is one of the first steps to feeling more fulfilled with love. And I think yoga really is going to help us love our own selves better, because we're connecting and listening and learning about our own bodies and our own health, and then we can share that with other people and share that experience and come together. And I was, you know, thinking, I was talking to my computer guy the other day, and I guess my laptop needs a little love too. It picked up some 2009 virus, and I went over to the computer guy, and he literally opened my computer, cleared my cookies, and it was fixed. And I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. I had to reset my router and do a couple other things, but I was so embarrassed. I was like, wow, you know, this is crazy. And he said to me, you know, it's easy for you in the yoga industry to just get out there, and you guys can connect and, you know, share, and you've got own paths. He's like, but for me in the computer generation, like, everybody has a computer, but we don't connect. And so I found that really fascinating, you know? Let's connect through yoga. We like it. We enjoy it. It teaches us wonderful things. It's got wonderful benefits for our health. And, you know, albeit, let's hope that it can help us connect better to each other and create more love and just feel loved and not alone. I think that's something that, you know, just makes me feel warm inside, is knowing that, you know, my friends are supporting me and my acquaintances, and that we're all here and giving and sharing loving support.
Yeah, I like that. I'm sitting here thinking to myself as you were describing the computer generation and so many people, well, two things were coming up. One was the computer generation, which is virtual reality. They're on there and they're having all kinds of chats and different things, but seldom actually meeting face to face. The second I want to address in a little bit is that there's a huge amount of obesity in our country, especially with the children. But looping back for the moment to the connecting with people, what I am thinking, and I don't know if you already have this or if it would be worth creating, is some basic yoga that could be done when people are just meeting as a way to connect with each other.
Oh, my gosh. You are the second person in 2 weeks to tell me that I need to create a program like this. That's really interesting.
Gosh.
It's really interesting. And you know what? I'll tell you what, Kenneth. We are launching a new website here in a few weeks or months, as long as it takes for the web world to catch up with the real world. And it will have a social networking platform for people to connect who are members and or who are just, it's free. Anyone can sign up as a user, or you can sign up as an actual member who's got an OwnPass membership. But it will allow for, kind of like the whole MySpace Facebook thing, but really just targeted for the yoga peeps. And ultimately, we have and are considering ways to, make it so that people can connect in real life, so they can help each other with yoga questions and meet and do yoga together and so on and so forth. So it's a great idea. Thanks.
And I like the idea that, I mean, when you see some of the yoga postures, they are things that are intense and very demanding and may have taken someone that 10, 15 years to reach a point where they could do. And yet I'm guessing that there's some wonderful yoga things that you can do if you've never done yoga before and have fun doing them.
You know, and as long as you stay humble and remember that you do not use yoga, but yoga uses you to express itself, you will be, at least hopefully you'll stay safe with it. I mean, you don't want to hurt yourself trying to do the splits, but I definitely feel like it's something that people can share what they've learned and try to figure out, what is the right technique. I mean, questioning. Another yoga teacher once said to me, too many questions you ask. You should just know the answer. And I was really upset by that. I was like, how should I know the answer? Who am I, And there's another question. And later on in the day, this particular person, a famous yogi, he said to the class, now, can anyone tell me, raise your hand, what yoga means to you? So just go ahead and raise your hand, shout it out, do what you need. And so someone says, yoga means union. And another person says, yoga means a balance and harmony in the body, in the self, in the soul. And then I, with all my might, I shouted out, I said, yoga means knowing the question. Because earlier he had told me to just know the question, and here he is asking questions. And I just, I find as long as you have you're discerning about, who's teaching you and what you're learning, and you're intuitive about it, and you do what feels good to your body, you can't go wrong with yoga, I mean, if you sit there and you listen to someone and you take everything they say as, de facto, you can encounter issues with that. What works for one person does not necessarily work for everyone. And I think that's an important statement, especially here in America, where that is our motto, that one thing works for all. That is really, not how it is in yoga. Too many body types, too many different personalities. What's going to work for you may not work for someone else, but by all means, question.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I'm recalling is that our culture, I think we discussed this a little bit briefly, is so competitive. and the stress and the strain and of course we see all kinds of stuff if we're in a competition or feeling like we have to perform at a level that puts a stress load on people that has negative effects. Now, with yoga, the term, of course, gentle or flowing or this idea of permission, where you're not having like a contest type of a thing, but you're stretching and allowing that stretch to take place rather than making it happen. Can you share a little bit about is that some of yoga or?
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you could have a waiver, a disclaimer that everybody had to sign what you just said before they went into class and they actually did it, we would be moving, advancing as yogis quite nicely. The problem is we have these little things called egos and they somehow, they're just so ingrained in us to be competitive and to perform and to look good and oftentimes, it can affect our class and affect how we, move through our class. Obviously, if you're going to be in gentle yoga, which I do teach a lot of that down at Udaya Yoga Studio in Golden, for those people who are in Colorado, that's a different story. I mean, it depends on your instructor. I know when my students are pushing their limits and they need to back off, and I can either express that to them or I can back off myself, and therefore they too will feel that effect. But ultimately, there's just so many different types of power yoga and vinyasa yoga and Bikram, sweaty yoga, hot yoga, things like that where, you kind of want to play your edge. You want to learn what your edge is and you want to learn to play it, because if you don't play it, then, you might not see happen what you want to happen. And so, I mean, there's a lot of different opinions on that, I suppose, but ultimately it's, again, I go back to, that's why I teach intuitive yoga, because you need to be intuitive about your practice, what feels good, am I pushing it, am I injured, do I need to back off, does this feel good, is this painful, that's a good indicator to back off, so.
Ah, okay, so in yoga, no pain, no gain is not the motto?
It's some people's motto, I suppose. It's definitely what pushed me away from yoga because I thought it was exacerbating my back pain. But ultimately, I came back to it when I learned to kind of embrace, a different style and a different type of practice for me that worked for me. Because, not what works for everyone doesn't work for, may not work for you. So.
Right. And I guess that's one of the things that people could do as a in consulting. Now, when they go to ompassyoga.com, is there email and other contact information so that they could ask questions or
yes, they
or
can
schedule
just go to the
consultation?
Contact.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They can just go to the contact page.
All right. Fantastic.
And it'll get right to us.
Well, good. And then
or hello at ompassyoga.com is a good way to get a hold of us, too.
What is that again?
Hello at ompassyoga.com.
Okay, hello. Yeah. All right, so there's a good email address.
That's a good thing.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, darlings.
Okay, and also is not obvious until someone goes to your website, I guess you are, pretty fluent in Spanish?
Yeah, I think I'm losing it the more time I spend away from my beloved Mexico, but I did study in España and South America and Mexico, and I think Mexico has to be my favorite place to get away to. So,
okay.
Muy encantado con México.
Ah, so now, is there a few words for our Spanish-speaking or bilingual listeners that you could give them something about yoga?
For the Spanish-speaking students.
Yeah.
Bueno. You put me on the spot.
This is not a have
bueno,
to. This is a
jugar,
if you'd like to.
Jugar, sentir, estar feliz, ser feliz con yoga. Y bueno, practicar practicar yoga mucho y luego ser feliz.
Ah. Well, muchas gracias. Is,
de nada. I don't know how much that will help, but.
Now, can you do a quick translation?
Oh, yeah, I think that's just between me and the Hispanic-speaking peeps, so.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Yeah.
So there's some mystery we have to go find.
That's exactly
someone.
What I was going to say. Little mystery, never heard.
To go speak Spanish and listen to the archives of the program and say, what
exactly.
did she say? What did this mystery woman say
it
here?
It doesn't even matter because we're in the next moment.
Exactly. Now, I'm wondering to children, we've made mention of them, obesity or the schools. I don't know if they're getting away from some of the PE programs or what. Can you speak to that for a moment?
Yeah, and, you know, this is a project. Yoga with our youth, getting kids to start yoga early on, you know, I see a lot of kids come into yoga and throw their bodies down onto the floor and throw them around, and they don't know how to be focused, and they don't know how to place their hands down and to start doing down dog or to do a handstand even. They, not always anyway, they're very, it seems like they're being reckless, but I know they're just young and they've not been taught that, but ultimately these children can be taught focus and can be taught how to perform at a very safe and realistic and also creative way through yoga, through the teachings of what yoga basically has to offer. And, you know, I believe strongly that, you know, it would be great to have kids do an experiment. Have kids start yoga now. Put it in the schools and see what changes we incur over the next 20 years. I believe that, you know, there are some yoga school programs right now going on. I believe that we need to get it going a lot more. I've been working on a project called Yoga for the Senses. It's a national tour. Ultimately, it would have some really some of the bigger yogis and health and somatic movement and yoga philosophy and philosophy of business and all the things that yoga can really touch once you get off of just, you know, the physical asana, the yoga pose. That's just a very small part of yoga itself. And so I've been, you know, I'm working to try to create a national program, a school program, a tour that would go into high schools, even universities, and maybe even elementary schools, and just, you know, share what all the benefits of yoga are in really a dynamic, interactive way. And I believe this would be a good way to get people introduced to things that they're already seeing out there, such as, you know, organic foods in Walmart and, you know, healthier things coming out of McDonald's and, you know, all this green talk that you're seeing with the last Democratic National Political Convention. It was all green, and I just think that it's starting to come into a lot of people's psyches, and it would be good to follow that up with education on what it all means, to have organic food and conventional foods, and what the differences are, and how people, you know, start empowering kids from an early age with their health. You would be so amazed at how many kids, young kids, come into class and their parents, teenagers, their parents are more flexible, are stronger than these children, which completely amazes me. It surprises me that these kids are so stressed out and so hurting right now that they can't even do an hour of yoga without really, you know, it's hard for them. They're willing and they want to and they're very savvy so they can pick it up quick. But you know, it's kind of scary.
Ah, okay. Well, this is important to see that you've got a broad spectrum approach to bringing yoga to basically yoga for all ages.
Absolutely.
And as we're just about a minute left in the program, I didn't know if there was one quick thing. Of course, we want to give your information for OhmPass and so that people can locate you and OhmPass. And And
sure,
see if there was any
the
concluding
part,
quickie
just,
thought.
Yeah, just being able to give them the getompassyoga.com out there as a resource for people interested. There's lots of different yoga online resources and yoga studios around you. If you start to, if you're more advanced yogis, even the Om Pass program is great as well. We have a great community, a great network, and we're always at festivals and events. We're going to the Go Green Festival actually next week in LA. So that's
wow.
It. Thank you so much. Namaste, as we say in yoga. Thank you. The divine in me honors the divine in you. That's what that says.
Ah, that is a beautiful word. Well, Drea, I just want to thank you for taking time from your schedule to share with us of your background and of your passion for yoga and how it can make a positive improvement in so many areas of our lives and our relationships and our inner peace as well as our personal flexibility and well-being. That's a lot. And
oh my God, I love it. I love yoga. Thank
well,
you, Kenna.
Folks,
thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I invite you to go to OmPass, O-M-P-A-S-S, yoga.com and learn more about this. And beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in. And sweet Drea, thank you so much for sharing of your time. We wish you and all the listeners a wonderful, wonderful week coming up. Many blessings. And thank you for tuning in. Come back next week for more fun and adventure on Advanced Living Radio. And until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now. Let go and let God. Let go.